next on the 5 o'clock report.
You always think that it can't happen in your community, right?
It's completely senseless.
What's wrong with the culture in this country that allows something like this to happen?
We also have to teach our kids to be strong and grateful and to look for the positive.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Tracy Lynn. Texas tragedy.
They've screamed, they've cried, they've yelled. Why?
Uvalde has been shaken to its core. Families are broken apart. Hearts are forever shattered.
That's our top story at 5. The community of Uvalde, Texas, still in shock after an 18-year-old gunman stormed into an elementary school yesterday and shot and killed 19 children and two teachers.
You always think that it can't happen in your community, right? Apparently it can.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says all of the victims were in the same fourth grade classroom. He's calling for armed security guards in every school in America.
I can't imagine dealing with this as a parent. There's really no getting over this, and especially since it has no purpose. It's completely senseless. It's a sad day for Texans. I think it's a sad day for Americans.
Police say the teenage shooter bought the AR-style guns legally. But Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson says this tragedy goes deeper than gun control.
Kids are exposed to all kinds of horrible stuff nowadays. You know, the horrible stuff that they hear when they listen to rap music, the video games that they watch from a really early age with all of this horrible violence and stuff. And I just think that, you know, it's just not good for kids, I don't think. And so I don't know what's going on, but I think we need to stop at this particular point. Nobody needs to be pointing fingers too much right now, but we need to look at why did this happen? How could this happen? And what's wrong with our society? What's wrong with the culture in this country that allows something like this to happen right now?
President Biden says he knows why this tragedy happened. He spoke to the nation last night.
Another massacre in elementary school. Beautiful, innocent, second, third, fourth graders. As a nation, we have to ask, when in God's name are we going to stand up to the gun lobby?
The president once again called for stricter gun laws just after that horrific tragedy. Texas Governor Greg Abbott isn't sure new gun control laws will work.
There are, quote, real gun laws in New York. There are real gun laws in California. I hate to say this, but there are more people who were shot every weekend in Chicago than there are in schools in Texas.
So how do you talk to your own kids about the school shooting in the Lone Star State?
There's people out there that want to hurt people.
Syracuse psychologist Tanya Pelletieri says it's important you make your kids feel safe when talking about this tragedy.
I pull out my calculator and I say, how many days have you been alive and how many days have terrible things happened to you? And then we subtract that and we are left with this big number of days where wonderful things happen and bad things don't happen. So, you know, we have to teach our kids to be careful, but we also have to teach our kids to be strong and grateful and to look for the positive.
Pelletieri says to be honest with your children as you talk to them about the tragedy. She says it's okay for them to be concerned, but it's not okay for them to live in fear. The recommended new names for military bases currently named after Confederates have been released.
These names will still be in place until October. They have to be passed by Congress. But this commission to rename 9 Army bases that were named after Confederates, that was part of the National Defense Authorization Bill in 2020.
Pentagon correspondent Jennifer Griffin tells Fox News the measure was overridden following a veto by President Trump.
Fort Bragg would be named Fort Liberty. Fort Benning would be named after Lieutenant General Hal and Julia Moore. Fort Gordon, Georgia would be renamed for General Eisenhower. Fort A.P. Hill would be named for a woman, Dr. Mary Walker, a Medal of Honor recipient and a famous abolitionist.
In other news, natural gas prices are hitting their highest level in nearly 14 years, reaching nearly $9.40 at one point today. That's the highest mark since August of 2008. Still to come this Wednesday, local schools react to the Texas shooting. PA House members inch toward increasing girls' sports protections, and how your smartphone is killing the monarch butterfly.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. The Memorial Day weekend fast approaching. For tonight, some clouds, some starlight, a brief shower in parts of western New York, northwestern Pennsylvania, low temperatures, mild, mid-50s to the low 60s. Tomorrow, clouds, limited sunshine with a stray shower, warm, high temp 70s to near 80, and some showers, rumbles on Friday with high temperatures then primarily in the 70s.
Thank you, Kevin. Local school officials are sounding off in the aftermath of that horrific school shooting in Uvalde, Texas yesterday. 19 children and two teachers were shot and killed by an 18-year-old gunman.
Just horror. I'm just absolutely in shock, saddened. It's almost surreal.
Niagara Falls School Superintendent Mark Laurie says social media is a huge factor behind a lot of these horrific shootings.
It makes you wonder about where we're going as a society. And every parent, every grandparent has to know what their kids are doing. It's time to open the door and find out what their kids are doing and talk to them. There is no better detection system than listening to kids. That is the best detection that we have.
Laurie says the tragedy in Texas is especially difficult in Buffalo because of the recent mass shooting there that claimed 10 lives at a Topps grocery store. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is taking action following the mass assault at a Texas elementary school. Aaron Real reports.
Governor Hochul says that she's convened an emergency meeting with New York State Police to ensure officials are doing everything possible to protect schools following Tuesday's mass shooting.
I want state police patrols visiting our schools, doing daily check-ins, every single day from today till the end of the school year.
She notes that since forming the Interstate Gun Task Force, New York State Police have seized 60% more guns per month. Data also shows that this year alone, New York State has recovered more than 4,000 illegal firearms.
In the Keystone State, the PA Senate Education Committee has voted along party lines to advance a bill that would ban transgender women and girls from competing on female teams in interscholastic sports. House Bill 972 would force trans girls to compete in school sports as male athletes. The measure now goes to the full Senate for consideration. If it passes there, Governor Tom Wolf has vowed to veto the measure. With Memorial Day fast approaching, gas prices continue to rise. We're already, as a country, averaging $4.60 a gallon, and it's getting really close to $5 in New York and Pennsylvania. Motorists are fed up with what it costs to fuel up.
It's getting ridiculous. I don't know how I'm going to keep doing it.
Everything is just, it's too much.
I'm working overtime to put gas in my car. So that's where we're at. I'm actually working for the pump.
I just don't go anywhere now.
New Yorkers will get some relief next week when the state suspends its 16 cents a gallon gas tax. 35 million Americans are expected to travel by automobile for the Memorial Day holiday. Next at 5, Christian counselor Chris Anderson speaks with Family Life's Brandon Dixon on the influx of fentanyl overdoses.
This is such a serious issue, and it actually has been for quite some time, but, you know, with the crisis that we have at our southern border today, this is just really becoming an explosive issue.
And a new study out shows that fentanyl overdoses are now the leading cause of death among young adults. What do you think is causing this upsurge in the use among young people?
The problem of recreational drug use has always been an issue, really, ever since the discovery of opium and even before with alcohol. But young people today are facing an increasing number of threats and pressures, some of which are a worsening of existing pressures that have been around for a long time, and some of which are actually fairly new to our current generations. But we're also seeing an increase in anxiety and depression in our younger folks, and this is contributing to the mental health crisis we're seeing nationwide.
So where is the hopelessness, the lostness coming from that our youth are experiencing?
Basically, a lessening of a focus on traditional Christian values. I know that I'm preaching to the choir here with our listeners, but the reality is that even the founding fathers of our nation, not all of which were on the same page in terms of belief in God, but they all agreed that the principles that were guiding the development of the Constitution were very good and would set up a system that would lead to the strongest republic, honestly, in the history of mankind. But now, of course, with the onslaught of this whole subjective truth, you know, make up your own truth, set your own rules, whatever your own reality is true for you, with all of this, this has led to an absolute dissolution of the sense of unity and commonality, which used to provide kind of cohesiveness to our society. But a huge contributor to this, Brandon, is the constant stream of bad news coming through our easy access to media and news coverage. And this includes social media, of course. People are discussing and arguing, if not fighting, and this is how the culture war is being played out. So young people today, being the social creatures that they are even more vulnerable to this constant barrage, this constant stream of information, that a lot of which is propaganda and spin based on the political views of one side or the other. So when there's a constant stream of negative news and hopelessness coming into our minds of our youth, not to mention all this gender confusion that we're seeing today, it's easy to understand why people are turning to substances to try to quell the pain.
That's Christian counselor Chris Anderson speaking with Family Life's Brandon Dixon for this week's Real Answers. You can catch up on each of the Family Life news features at familylife.org/podcasts. Now time for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks were up today. Contributing to the strength seen in the markets late this afternoon was the Federal Reserve meeting minutes, which reaffirmed the Fed's intention to go forward with a 50 basis point interest rate increase. Some of the biggest winners today were consumer services, retail, and energy minerals. Crude oil remains currently sitting at about $110 a barrel. The Dow today up 191 points, the NASDAQ rose 170, and the S&P 500 gained 37. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. You're listening to the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. That's Proverbs 18:22. Hi, I'm Rob West with another MoneyWise Minute. The blessings of marriage are many, like companionship and loyalty, but some benefits are financial. Studies show married people often fare better financially than single people. The median salary for a married man in 2019 was $57,000. For a single man, under $36,000. A married woman earned $40,000. A single woman, around $32,000. It seems that, at least in part, having to provide for others is a great incentive to work harder and earn more. We're not saying this is always the case or that everyone should be married, but in an age when the marriage rate is declining, it's nice to have all the facts. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, moneywise.org, or by downloading MoneyWise Biblical Finance from your app store.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. The Memorial Day weekend fast approaching. It's the beginning of the summer vacation season for many. And it looks like the weekend will begin a little wet as a cold front delivers some showers Friday night. Its slow departure, though, will mean slow clearing later Saturday, with some nice conditions expected Sunday, Monday with a warm-up. In the meantime, for tonight, some clouds, some starlight, a brief shower in parts of western New York, northwestern Pennsylvania, low temperatures, mild, mid-50s to the low 60s. Tomorrow, clouds, limited sunshine with a stray shower, warm, high temp 70s to near 80, and some showers and rumbles on Friday with high temperatures then primarily in the 70s.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally at 5, your smartphone may be killing the monarch butterfly. Family Life's Bob Price.
Yeah, researchers at the University of Cincinnati have found it's the glow of your cell phone that's problematic for butterflies. Apparently, the light at night has a disorienting effect on the insect's internal GPS system. In other words, it causes them to go haywire. Porch lights will do the same. Experts say monarch butterflies treat that light like the sun, and it messes with their circadian rhythm. Light pollution is the reason why millions of butterflies are migrating thousands of miles to Mexico. The past 20 years, their population here in the States has fallen by more than 80%. Experts predict a complete collapse of the insect in the eastern part of the U.S. by the year 2040. Bob Price, Family Life News.
Thank you, Bob. And that's the world we live in this 25th of May. Thanks for coming along. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.